blessings of love and respect we offer to all, in times past and present, who have opened the doors of wisdom, reuniting all beings with their intrinsic purity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. The recitation of this rosary ever expands the awakening of faith in the three jewels, Bodhi, Dharma, and Sangha. Bodhi Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Saha. I turn to the perfect nature of truth for guidance. Again and yet again, may it be so. Dharma Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Saha. I turn to the teachings for guidance. Again and yet again, may it be so. Sangam Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Saha. I turn to the holy order for guidance. Again and yet again, may it be so. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Dukkha, the noble truth of suffering. Dukkha Samudaya, the noble truth of the origin of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha, the noble truth of the extinction of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha Gamini Patipada, the noble truth of the path that leads to the extinction of suffering. So long as these four noble truths are not understood, we shall wander in sorrow and ignorance. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. All formations are transient, Anicca. All formations are subject to suffering, Dukkha. All things are without a self, Anatta. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Namo Prajna Paramita Hridaya, homage to the wisdom in the heart. Form is not different from emptiness. Emptiness is not different from form. This is the teaching of our spiritual ancestors, Gautama Buddha, and all the great teachers who have transmitted the Dharma to this holy day. Blessed is the knowledge of emptiness. Homage to the devotees of this and all paths of self-purification. May all find simplicity, the joyous and practical guide. The Dharma, being the contents of enlightenment, in which there is no bondage and no suffering, offers freedom from the cankers of ignorance and fear. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Sangha is the holy order of spiritual ancestors, monks, priests, and all those who follow and practice this path. Homage to the Sangha. Homage to all who are approaching this holy path. Homage to all who follow and establish this holy path. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. By compassionate comprehension that dissipates delusion, by compassionate aspiration that harms no one, by compassionate speech that makes for clarity, by compassionate self-discipline that brings no regret, by compassionate livelihood that brings no discredit, by compassionate endeavor that results in goodness, by compassionate mindfulness that proves this path, by compassionate awareness that leads to nirvana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these three pure precepts. The precept of restraint and religious observances. The precept of obedience to all good laws. The precept to benefit all sentient beings. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these 10 grave prohibitive precepts. Not to lead a harmful life, nor to encourage others to do so. Not to take that which is not given. Not to commit or participate in unchaste conduct. Not to tell lies nor practice believing the fantasies of authority. Not to use intoxicating drinks or narcotics, nor assist others to do so. Not to publish other people's faults. Not to extol oneself and slander others. Not to be avaricious in the bestowal of the teachings. Not to be angry. Not to speak ill of this religion or any other. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. In the practice of loving kindness, in the practice of pure attention, in the practice of ever-expanding faith, in the practice of constant devotion, in the practice of inquiry through correct dhyana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Oh, happy blessed day. Oh, happy blessed place. Oh, happy blessed time. Oh, happy blessed path. Oh, happy blessed opportunity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Here in humble submission, in order to experience this most perfect now, I deeply bow and sacrifice all thoughts, all tensions, all pressures, and desires. I am born of karma. I am heir to karma. I abide in karma. And I am supported by karma. Whatever I do creates karma, and I shall surely experience this karma. The merit for all good acts I do freely offer to all beings. Dityapi tatyapi saha. Again and yet again may it be so. Willingness is the name of the key to the gate of awakening. For even to awaken from deep sleep and face the new day, there must be the willingness to do it. Here in my hand is the opportunity, and the way is clear beyond the gate of thought and desire. There is no self and other. As the awareness of pure, undisturbed consciousness slips into all consciousness. We are here to end suffering. If ending suffering is more important than anything, we will end suffering. If ending suffering is not more important than anything, we will not end suffering. If I am suffering, it is because I am choosing something over ending suffering. We are not here to create and cling to beliefs. We are here to pay attention. We are here to use everything in our experience to see how we cause ourselves to suffer, so we can drop that and end suffering. Shall we look at this morning? Jen?
I'm having a fun workshop. And the fact that it's fun is the most fun part.
That is a good process to be in.
It is.
It lets us know we're in awareness practice.
Yeah, and the year-long retreat is just fabulous, and it's breaking things down.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that fun? It makes it manageable, breaking things down one step at a time.
And that we're going to do it over and over.
Because
what I saw was, this is not the workshop, but just on the process, so there's each topic we're looking at. But then when we got to the second time through on a particular process assignment, I realized, oh, there's going to be patterns there.
Yeah.
You know, so because I remember, oh, this happened this time last, you know, so
that is fun.
So many layers of patterns.
There's so many layers, yeah, that we're doing with each topic, doing this process, but here you are on day two and day three, and going, oh, I recognize this process in the last 30 days that we did, yeah.
So anyway, one of the things that's facilitating is what we always said, when we pay attention, everything enlightens. Mm-hmm. And that really everything is a learning practice. I mean, it's such a huge but of course it is. But I also, you know, I just love the Guide Glass newsletter on talking about hate and how it seems that hatred is on the rise, but it's not really. It's just that we're seeing it. And that hate is a process. And so, I think that's the thing that actually brought me to practice, which is a longer story I've talked about a million times, but that I think is what brought me to practice, is realizing that process is inside of each of us.
Yeah, not out there, but a process in each of us.
So, after reading the newsletter, it has me looking even more and again sort of at that, how that works in me, because it just feels like that's the place I have the access to the information.
Yeah.
Is in here.
Direct access. Yeah.
So, a little later I'm going to be seeing some family and I've been working out the logistics around that. And I just had, that's the part that I'm having the best workshop, where my dad in particular has a reputation in our family for getting a little bit anxious about small things. And luckily there's a lot of us siblings, and none of us seems to have, like, really badly inherited that, even though we can joke about it in ourselves. But, so there's kind of this, like, amongst ourselves, we can have a sense of humor about it. But I confess, and I hear this in my fellow siblings as well, that it's then when you get really close to it, it's harder to have a sense of humor to it about it. And so I've just been watching that very subtle line where things start to get crossed, and where it's like, practicing with it, that's okay, practicing with it, that's okay. Practicing in it, that's okay. Not so much okay.
It does start to tense a little bit.
Oh my gosh. And the other thing that's fascinating about it is, so it's around arriving. I'm arriving to where he is from somewhere else that I'm going to be visiting, and so I'm coming in by train. And the angst around the time that the train's going to arrive, and how that's going to work, and Wow. So, and what's interesting actually about it is that what I realized is, you know, there's this projection of like, wow, I mean, it just all has to be just so. But what I was looking at with it is, well, one of the things, you know, so I said, here's the time I can arrive, and so would you like me to arrive after this event that you're having so that, you know, that thing won't be disturbed? That's great. That was to, no, we really want you to be here for the thing. And So that time you're going to arrive works, that, yeah, that day, that night, but we need you to arrive earlier. I was like, oh, well, you know, yeah, people in hell want ice water, right? But the truth is, I'm not willing to do what it would take for me to get there at that time. But so I sit with that, and I practice with that, because where is that coming from? Right, because it absolutely can be for me be coming from a like, no, won't do it, can't make me do it.
Or people in hell want ice water, so right. You know.
But what I was looking at was, no, I'm actually not willing for it. I'm actually not willing for what it would require on the other end, and cutting this thing and da 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 da. So I just looked at how to communicate that, and I communicated that. And the response was great, you know. It was like, okay, you know, yeah, you know, no, you know what, it'll actually work fine, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, so I watched, like, oh, great, you know, and it feels like, oh.
It worked.
Yeah, exactly. Without even realizing there was like a, you know, I'm going to practice with this, and then it's going to get this outcome, right?
Yeah.
Which I don't think is true, actually. I think there really is a practicing with it, and how ego tries to attach to it is, oh, good, I got the thing that I want.
Right? That's good to see, isn't it? I mean, there was a, like you said, everything enlightens us when we pay attention, and that's actually what you're practicing the whole, every step of the way in this workshop with the family, and noticing something like, well, I'm actually not willing for that. Well, let me pause and look about where is that coming from.
And how to communicate it.
And how to communicate it, and you took the time to do that, and then, you know, through whatever process you took, it was like, well, I'm not willing for that, and here are some reasons for that. And then looking at how to communicate it, you communicated it. It just happened that it got
without
received.
The reasons for it, I realized the reasons for it are irrelevant, which is really something I've learned in practice.
Yeah.
How so often when I'm creating a response, a practice response, and I'm running it by someone, often that part gets stripped out. The why behind it. It's not important.
Yeah, but you know, ego wants to and explain justify and justify
and, you know, it's not that I'm and then
and it's this and that and you know and you just through training have learned to strip that out because the whys really aren't important.
Yeah.
So you actually presented that.
Just the information.
Just the information.
So back on that response, and then I don't know, some period of time later, a relatively short period of time later, I don't even think it was a day. And talk about the why, like three paragraphs of this and that and thick and old and safety in this community, that if I told you the name of the community, you know, that kind of thing. But here was the part that was like, I actually found the sensation of like, I am so right, which is, so here's what we've done. We went on the web and we found the train that you're going to take that leaves at this time from where you're going to be and gets in at this time early in the morning. And I was like, wow, I actually know about the web. and I know all the trains. and I actually would have given that option had I been willing for that. You know, just that, like, there was such, I just watched this huge energy arise of kind of a who do you think you are. And so, luckily, I didn't respond. You know,
well, not just luckily, we could say there's training.
Oh, tons of training.
Right, I mean, here comes this huge karma, we could say, of clearly from that response, I'm right, and you guys are in some other land. And, you know, here
where
it comes.
Where you're going to decide. It wasn't even like, well, you know, I found this other thing. It's like, here's the train you're getting up. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm half the age you get to do.
I know better than you. Yeah, I mean, here it comes. I mean, we can laugh, but I can feel, I mean, I can go there too. Here comes this huge energy, like, who do you think you are? And just again, just as you said earlier, there's the pausing. Not operating from that, but seeing that.
What was so cool about it was I was recording about it that evening, and I just kept seeing these layers. Layers. And what I saw was, you know what? There's a way I can be in the place that they planned for me to be, getting on that train, that, you know, getting it at that time. There's a way I can get to that place at the time they organized for me to get there in a way that works for me, in a way that I'm willing for. It's not getting on that train, but there is another way. And a part of that, you know, again, what I was looking at with that projection, like, God, it has to be just so, is realizing, well, you know, for myself, I'm factoring things in, like, when I wake up in the morning, I want to sit.
Yeah.
I want to do yoga.
Yeah.
I want time in my own energy.
Yeah.
I'm going to be traveling amongst a lot of different people in a lot of different places, and that's, you know, I live monastically. I want time for, you know, all this stuff. So one of the things I look at is, okay, is this a situation where I'm just going to pitch? You know, because there are times where some of those things just get set aside. We talked about that in, I don't know, a month or so ago, just that place where it's like, okay, here are all the things that would take care of me. And it's like, oh, you know what, that's actually not what's going on today. So let me look at how I can be okay in this situation. So that, I really looked at all of that.
Yeah.
And then I realized, no, I don't think I need to let these things go. And so, but what it made me realize is, in terms of the inner peace, world peace part of the program, is we're each doing that.
Yeah.
We're each deciding what's important to me.
Yeah.
And what I'm willing for and what I'm not willing for. Yeah. And so I realized the communication back to that email could just be, sounds great, we'll be in touch. They don't even have enough to know how I'm getting there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be at that place at the time that they expect me to be there.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, and that's the part when I was recording about it, I was like, what? Like, because I really, that for me, for this person, is one of the biggest pieces that has me participate in the hatred of the world, which is that, but I can't just say sounds great, because that's so wrong what you did.
Yeah, that has to be clear.
I can show up at that time, at that place, and it's no skin off my back, and I'll still get everything I, quote, need and want. You still have to know.
Yeah, and you're wrong.
But I'm not actually following your plan for me.
Yeah, well, you're hearing laughter because we all know that. I mean, at least some of us know that place, like you said. I mean, there's so many wonderful things about the whole process, right? I mean, first of all, it's trying to lock you into the two bad choices.
Exactly.
You know, you either have to give up what you need and do what they want.
And not be selfish.
And not be selfish. Or do what you need and now they're upset and da-da-da-da-da and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And again, that process of it, moving out of that duality, out of the two bad choices by pausing and looking, well, what is the process here?
Right.
And just the way you describe, it's like once you do that, once there's the looking at rather than looking through, mm-hmm. escaping that duality or just stepping out of it, here's another, well, actually, I can get there at that time.
And that was the layers. Uh-huh. It was like, well, you know, and then I was like, wait, well, hang on. Oh, my gosh. And then I got, right, it just kind of kept, uh-huh. kind of.
It was just
especially unfolding. In the communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where, I mean, just getting there sounds great. That's really all.
You could just hear the karma go,
why?
You know,
no! You know, and you're reflecting at the last piece I saw was that I realized that, so, you know, they supposedly, you know, I'm not the only one to think that, but they, being my dad or my stepmother, have this karma to be really uptight, right? Mm-hmm. And I have a karma to be seen as, like, the person who would make choices, like, really, you can't get on the train at such and such because you have to meditate, right?
Yeah.
Like, that would be the role
exactly.
that I play,
yeah.
right? And so what I saw was, oh, wow, I really, there is a process that happens where I'm attempting not to trigger my side of the karma when I'm with them, like, doing everything I can so that I don't appear selfish.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't appear like the way that Jen thinks, everyone thinks that Jen, I mean everyone, right? All billion of the voices.
Where are we looking? Yeah. We know where we're looking when it's deciding, okay, if I just do this and that and not that, then I won't be, you know,
and
I'm going to not trigger that karma and then I'll be whatever. Okay.
What's so liberating is I realize it's impossible to not trigger that.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
That is so huge to see that.
And that on their side, on my side, on any of it, it's impossible not to trigger it.
Uh-huh.
So instead, take away the, or practice, dismantling that which is vulnerable to that, being triggered. In other words, the bias.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So I don't want it triggered because I don't want to feel that way. I don't want to feel like a bad person. I don't want to feel like a I don't want to worry about that. Well, great, then don't. Don't feel like a bad person. Don't worry about what they're thinking. Don't give it any, don't be in that conversation at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't do that part. And then all of the other, like, I mean, when I saw the first email come in, which was, I think if anyone else, not in our family, read it, would be one of those like, oh, it's just a normal email. But I wrote all over it. Danger, Will Robinson. Like, here it comes. This is going to be the thing that triggers the whole, you know, and then, oh.
There's no amount of, like, turning ourselves into a pretzel that's going to.
No,
and to really get that clearly, I mean, gosh, I mean, I'm sure we can all relate to that. I mean, spend a lifetime, essentially, let me do this, and sensing of the body moving. Pretty soon, you're all tensed up.
Sharon was talking about that the other night, and then you see people walking the physical world, and you think, how did you get there? That's how we get there, right? And just, trying to accommodate the karma, the voices, and it's impossible.
Yeah, and we don't know that the attention is on a voice, that we can't, it doesn't matter how much avoiding or, you know, accommodating or whatever, that's what the voice does. So that's what's going to happen if we engage it in that way.
Yeah.
So the way that another alternative is to disengage and dismantle that which is vulnerable to, I don't want that triggered.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it just sounds like some mentoring. Great. You don't have to be.
Yeah.
Just don't da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. And there's that support to not be in that conversation that twists us up.
And that feels like truly the inner peace world peace.
Yeah.
That's the only peace I have influence over is that that overwhelming sensation of I just one little jab. And I even could watch like, well, I'm just this one little thing. This that's not mean. And it's like, okay, well, if it's not mean, why are you gonna does it need to be in there?
Yeah.
No. But I just want
to
say it.
Oh, yeah. It could just feel like the karmic wheel, just its momentum. Like, just let me.
And imagine if each of us had the skill to not have to indulge that.
Well,
we would be living in a really different world.
Oh, I was just, if one person does that in a family, you could transform the whole family.
Yeah.
Because if you're not playing the other side.
Especially if you're the person, because then you never notice that it wasn't transformed or what. Because that's, you know, then my experience is that, you know,
yes.
Not being triggered.
And then your experience is not right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's the inner peace, world peace right there. There's that experience. Mm-hmm. And tracking it from that inner tension, outer tension, and just seeing, oh, where's the influence? Well, we have this perfect access to the inner.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we work through it, as you said, step by step.
It's really challenging.
Yeah, because it can feel like, oh my gosh, there's no way. But the way you've laid it out all morning, it's hugely challenging. And step by step, it's manageable.
Doable.
You know? Mm-hmm. And it reminds me, too, about those days we don't feel like doing a two-handed recording or whatever. We just do it. Because then here comes something huge, this family situation. And you can hear all the training that's backing you up.
Right. Something huge, like which train are you going to take? I mean, it's so funny that's huge, but it's just everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Sequoia.
I'm just so reminded of with that story, the Zen story about the... Now this is what I remember of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the monk that was accused of being the father of a child.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember whether he responded, is that so?
Yeah.
And you know, took the child on and raised it, and you're not the father of a child.
Yeah, years later.
You know.
Yeah.
And but with things like that old Zen story, we are not privy to the process that person went through.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, I've heard those stories and go, wow.
So you just accepted it.
So I just got to remember and then magically.
There'll be a story about you later.
My insides are all chewed up. But, I look like a bit mess.
That's such a good point. We often don't. We hear those things, and I guess it's our job to kind of learn the process to that.
Yeah,
and it sounds like we just kind of heard that, and those kind of stories of people sharing details from their lives in that way, those examples, really help us see the process that aren't always available in those stories.
Yeah. And the story is, you know, kind of a signpost, and then it's our training to walk the path and lay out the map to how one arrives at that place, is that so? So it's just it's so good to.
It's kind of like guidance, you know, like stop listening to the conversation in your head. You know, it's like, well, sometimes don't you think it's okay to listen? You say yes to the guidance, and then we get to have our own experience of the how of not listening to the voices in our head.
And that, you know, there are unlimited opportunities in life.
There are unlimited opportunities.
Unlimited opportunities.
Yeah, as Jen started with, you know, if everything in life enlightens us, if we pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So everything, including what time does the train get in.
So I did want to check in with facing things squarely.
Uh-huh, head on.
Because that's my homework. And I thought even, it kind of, the process even goes on with speaking up in group.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, in a way, it's facing things squarely to just say something in group. And I just see that kind of hope, you know, if I'm paying attention to this conversation about what I'm going to say and how I'm going to say it and blah, 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 blah. You know, that's exactly how things happen with, and that whole thing about not facing things squarely.
Uh-huh. That's what interferes with facing things head-on or squarely is the attention wanders over to a conversation.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, you know, you were talking last time, I'm seeing this process everywhere.
Where
I kind of look at something, but not really look at something.
Mm-hmm.
And then not really is the attention goes to a conversation, and, you know, we can all relate to that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to say in group, and how am I going to say it to group?
Mm-hmm.
And then that can get in the way of just putting up our hands and saying it.
Yeah, I see that I'm just legend, really, by so many practice tools. I mean, let's see, this isn't coming out right, but it uses practice tools, you know, as you know, it can come at me like, well, you haven't blah 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 with it, you haven't this with it, you haven't that with it, so go open your mouth. You know, you haven't done.
Oh, yeah. Like you don't have it down perfectly right.
You don't
right
have it down
something.
Perfectly right. So,
yeah.
You know, so
yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a good point. That's why we always look at process, because it can just take any content and put it into, you know, you have to be perfect or whatever until you can speak.
Yeah.
And so it'll use the contents of practice tools and writings and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had a really good catch when I was, there is an issue, you know. Like I said, it's everywhere. But there was this one bigger issue, and I thought, okay, I'm going to just face this thing, you know. And it involved some use of technology. and gosh darn, you know, it's like the da-da-da didn't work, and this didn't work, and the blah, you know. And it's like, and then I was getting so frustrated, like, okay, I'm wanting to face this thing out, and I can't because the gosh darn, you know. And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This is not to get it done. This is to watch what happens.
Oh, wow. It seems like an important piece to see.
It was so liberating.
It was so liberating.
Like, oh, my gosh. This isn't about, you know, this is the guy that said that. You know, it's not about changing your behavior. You know, it's just getting information. And it just dropped in at that point. Like, oh. I don't have to make everything work here. I just have to watch.
Oh, wow.
I just have to watch what's happening.
Yeah, boy, that's huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Again, kind of similar to that point you were making, it wants to turn it into content.
Mm-hmm.
Facing it head on means sticking with it until it's fixed or done or solved.
Yeah. Until your head is smashed.
Until your head is smashed.
It's just like, yeah, you're just, you know.
You're so frustrated.
So frustrated.
Yeah, just draining that energy out of you.
And it's just more proof that it's never going to work. I'm never going to be able to face things.
Right. Just puts it right in. I mean, you're just how you are.
Hold it right in. Like,
yeah. But there's the expanded awareness that goes, and I love it, just the way you started. I had some guidance, and I'm practicing it right now by putting my hands up. And I'm going to look at this thing with technology in that same way.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's that expanded awareness going, well, wait a second. I think maybe this little piece is on the map, you know, when we talk about doing maps.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, it's not about, okay.
Yeah, and it's so good to see when you said map. Just remember, oh, yes, this is part of the mapping process. You know, it is. It's just getting clear on one of the steps.
Yeah,
In the process of going for freedom, you know.
Getting clear on the steps and the process of freedom. Because they're all little clues.
Mm-hmm. All little
clues. You're noticing something, you put your hands up in group with a guide, and you get some homework, and then you practice the kind of what was being laid out in the first conversation.
Yeah.
And then this, and then this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, to just be reminded again, it's not a destination. That it's just not. It's the trip. It's just watching everything, and without having the standards of self-hate that are telling me what, you know, what it's going to look like, and how, you know, I'll know when I have faced things head on, and what's going to happen in my life for facing things head on. And I just noticed, I mean, there's just a whole lot of release of energy.
Just
watching it, not even, you know.
Mm-hmm. Liberating, as you said.
Yeah, liberating, and just taking the action. And I've also watched it amp up a lot since I started watching more closely.
The ego system is getting a little defensive here, huh?
Being like, whoa.
Yeah, which we know. I just imagine Sherry rubbing her hands together.
Yeah.
We're on track.
Yeah, which I'm so glad. I'm so glad I put my hands up, because just hearing that right now, I had slipped out of my awareness that that's what's going on, you know, because it felt like, you know, the onslaught can feel so intense, and it can, I lost awareness for a moment. That that's just to be expected as part of taking it on.
Well, it's just like what you said earlier. It's about the trip and the journey. And that is, I mean, you're also describing one of the other things we talk about is looking through the conditioning or looking through egocentric karmic conditioning versus looking at it.
Yeah.
And that's the what we find ourselves in. You know, it's like you described earlier, we're looking through it when it gets really frustrating and we're trying to make the technology work, and that means, and then there's the looking at it, wait a second, you know, and then here's the onslaught that comes in, and it's, of course, we're going to get identified with that, and again, you're grateful you put your hands up, because now there's that movement to looking at it, oh, that's ego, what it does when we're poking around in areas that it doesn't like, exposing it.
So,
and we don't have to own all that onslaught.
We don't have to own all that onslaught at all. At all.
Back to liberating. Huh?
Back to liberating. Yeah. It's really, really awesome.
Penny.
The thing I was hearing in the first conversation was so interesting. It reminded me of why Sherry's writing a book on communication. Because I'm looking at my own experience, how the communication can serve the karma and walk the karma in. And reinforce in our own heads, you know, in our own minds, that karma. And then make it even harder to question that karma. Just because of the way the karma has trained us to respond in a way that reinforces it all the time.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, in Pasha, we just couldn't even know such a thing was occurring without awareness practice. That there's a karmic way that we are trained to respond, and in that response often reinforces whatever the beliefs are around the you know, the karmic beliefs, and well, it seems true.
And it can seem so true that I'm making a very straightforward statement. But if I'm coming from a place where the statement is actually setting the record right, trying to make it clear how the world really works. It can seem an innocuous statement, but in terms of its effect on me, you know, it can have a lock-in effect.
Why, that's a really big piece, isn't it? Because, like as was being described, I mean, we can get in these places like where I'm just saying what's true for me. I'm having a direct statement, but as was being modeled, to stop and go, well, where's that coming from? And one place to look is, what is the effect on me? If it has some kind of like locking effect, that's a clue that maybe that's coming from a place that is a karmic place.
I was relating to the thing about, you know, wanting to explain, like, you know, this is what's happening, and this is what I'm going to do, and so wanting to explain that, you know. So, and I have that experience too. Like, I mean, there you say, but I'm not going to be in group, or I'm not going to be in the garden. There's such a temptation to say, because
good reason.
Because otherwise, you know, I'd be there. And to just say, I will not be there on that date. It's gotten easier, much easier. But boy, there's such a desire to justify it, you know, and set the records clear.
I'm a good, responsible person. I don't want you to think otherwise.
It should all just be about, I'm a responsible person. And that the only point of that message would be to lock in who I am.
That's so good, isn't it? I mean, there's so much to see. I mean, just in pausing, you know, and in that place going,
And yet, and what I've learned from writing those times when I just say I will not be there on such and such a day, is also there's just tremendous freedom in that. You know, when we fight, because when I become unlocked, you know, that I begin to not initially, but over time, there's just great freedom in that. Now I have to explain to anyone, including me.
You're already good. You're not. No one's questioning. No one with this voice is questioning. I love that. So I mean, it's just such a good, you know, example. So I'm not going to be down like scheduled. And the, you know, the karmic training is I need to explain. I need to justify. And if we go with that, and we can tell, can't we? It's that push. You know, can feel really strong. That if we do that, there's that locking in. I just essentially went along with what the voices said, and we can feel that in our bodies. And then the alternate experience of seeing that process going on, I'm actually not going to offer an explanation. I'm just going to pass on the information that needs to be passed on, which is I'm not available that day. We can see its resistance to that. But if we keep practicing, I love that because it is a practice, that it actually we can feel the unlock. And it's freeing.
And it's subtle because it can seem like you're just being clear. You know?
Yeah,
and
I'm just telling
clear
you.
About all the facts you need to know. And just to get it that being clear, it doesn't necessarily have to involve all that accoutrement about this personality, but it is a training, you know, to let go, sort of let go a piece at a time.
Yeah, and I was just, when you were saying that supporting the person when we don't follow the lock, and there's just the, I have to tell them why, you know, just to give ourselves the support to do that. Because at first it is real, as was being described earlier too, it's really challenging.
It is, because that person is that person. And the person is that one who has to do that.
Yeah.
So if that person's not getting support, it's very unsettling for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, part of oneself.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I was just wanted to put out there that I have found very helpful over the last week is sweet cakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last week someone was talking about that great priest quote, which I have somewhere in my records, so I wasn't able to find it, but it was that poem about, you know, person saying, asking God, is it okay if I, which is really the same thing. Is it okay if I don't explain myself entirely? It would be like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And God's response is sweet cakes. What I'm saying to you is yes, yes, yes. And the image of holding one's face and my hand and the numbers of times that I can just feel is start to wind up, and I use that sweet cakes, and all I have to do is say sweet cakes, and I can just feel the energy diminish, you know, the urgency diminish. So I'm finding it a great tool.
Yeah, it is a good tool, and I also find it really helpful to have sort of concrete places for us to turn our attention.
Yeah.
Is what you're talking about, right? There's a and to find something that really, I don't know if you'd say soothes or supports, or I mean, you can just hear the unconditional love in that.
Yeah.
You know, sweet cakes, holding the face,
there,
the whole body gets to relax, then here comes the energy back.
Well, it's a total misidentification, because we're already the one saying that to the one I just was.
Uh-huh.
Both of us relax.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it has a ripple effect, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Karen?
just been fun hearing all the different topics today, and for me, of course, I could see myself in each of them, and I think what I want to talk about is just that how, you know, and hearing the conversation this morning, how this visiting monk practice intensive to me has been like a visiting monk facing your karma intensive.
Uh-huh.
That's what it felt like to me. Because to be, well, number one, I think I've already expressed I had no idea that I was coming and there weren't going to be work assignments. And I was so plugged into hard work.
You were ready.
I have been, no.
Oh, you've been doing a lot of hard work.
Yeah, no, I've been so plugged into hard work that I didn't even see.
I gotcha,
It's like, I'm wired that way.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember as an adult not being wired that way.
So if I'm... If I'm with you, what was going on is you were coming to the monastery for a visiting monk intensive and expecting to be doing work during the work periods.
Just going to take that karma right in.
Yeah.
And
the old Zen way, we just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And finding, wow, there's not. And so what that really highlighted, that contrast of not doing a lot of work, is, wow, there seems to be some hard wiring for work.
Yeah. And of course, in all the space and stillness and the environment, it's all, you know, it's, there's so much, I've gotten to see what's arisen to be faced, I guess.
Uh-huh.
You know, so
there's
been that, and some of the work has been, I just think it's going to be so helpful for going home. It has nothing to do with work. It, you know, it just, it's, things that kept arising and arising, like, you know, like, that really needed to be listened to and addressed, and karmic ways of being in the world. So that's been great. And then, I've been noticing that, you know, that in the mornings there's just this enthusiasm for the day and joy and all that. And by the afternoon, there's this kind of this like, oh gosh, it's gonna be a long afternoon, a long night, you know, kind of thing. That's like, ugh, what are we gonna do? Kind of.
Like a little trepidation, kind of.
Yeah, like, you know, so I go out and walk, and where I walk has been altered, just because of why? Because just oh, I guess some fear, or some not feeling comfortable walking some places. So. So I've been kind of walking the same, except it's a route. And even that sometimes I can, you know, and so I've been able to look at that. But the big thing is that finally I realized is that, you know, like, and it felt like, okay, this is the wrong experience to be having. I shouldn't be feeling this. And
you shouldn't be feeling that kind of afternoon, evening.
I shouldn't have that. Yeah. I should be able to walk where I've always walked.
So helpful for the person walking around.
Yeah. And so finally, what I realized is, you know, that I get to have the experience I'm having.
Yeah. I get to have the experience I'm having. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And it gets to be listened to, and you know, honored. And that just how what I got to see is how suppressed everything gets.
Yeah.
And that you know that how ego takes this human's energy. And then there's a, even now, you know, the tears come, but it's that getting to give that energy back to life. And that there's nothing wrong with it.
Gosh. Which we can relate to that experience of we're just going around living our lives, and I think, you know, Ashwini's been talking about being negated. That's what ego does, no matter what the experience is. It's just, you shouldn't, that's wrong, you should be different, that should change. And, boy, it is such a good argument to give, I mean, wherever you are, to give yourself some time for space and silence in a day. Because otherwise we just can't, as you're that hardwired is kind of a good description of what it's like to be in however we normally do things or however things are normally done to us. And as you're giving yourself the space, it's like, well, wait a second. I actually, whatever experience I'm having is totally fine. And to give yourself the gift of listening to that and have it be honored, you can feel the energy, you know, expand and having it back for life.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, like having that repressed or you know, or that's not the right experience, or you know, I should be, because look how beautiful it is, I should be, this and that, and all of that, it really is, it really is a form of abuse.
Yeah.
It really is.
You're wrong. The experience is wrong. Yeah, it's very abusive. It's good to see it that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's abusive.
Yeah. So today when I got up, when I recorded, I said, you know, that today I want to let Karen have any. She gets to have whatever experience she's having, like whatever that is, and to be, you know, and for me, for some reason, that gets tricky because the default is to, like, there's a way, I guess it's using it, you know, that I can turn my attention away, you know, practice long enough that I can turn my attention away. I know recordings that will soothe me, I know. But even then, it's like that is experiencing what she's experiencing never gets heard or recognized And it's not that I want to spend the time in the suffering, but there's, you know, there is a point that I can listen and see what's there and do the two-hand recording and, you know, and it's either going to be, it's, you know, I'll find out.
Exactly.
You know, conditioning, trying to run its number, or there really is something that needs to just be heard and recognized here.
That's such a good example of whatever is going on is totally fine. There's nothing, there's not a right way and a wrong way. It only gets tricky when we start to feel like, there's a recording that soothes me, but am I avoiding an experience? I don't want to be in the suffering. And it's like, well, how about I just check it out? You know, I'll just get on the recorder and do the two-handed recording and let the person talk. And if it is just about getting a lot of attention to suffering, well, then I'll find out.
Yeah.
But there's not really a wrong way to do it in the way that you're, you know, in that place of just paying attention as we started out with.
So it's been a, for me, one of the more, it's always been challenging for me when I come as a visiting monk. I mean, and it's always different, of course. And who would have thought that it would be so challenging for me, but it has been to be. And I really look forward to reading the Sherry's newsletter. And I don't know what's happened out there in the world. And I sense, you know, it just sounds like, it sounds like maybe something big, you know, like big stuff happens all the time, but just like trying to think of a gentle reentry for all that. You know, like, I don't know. I mean, it just, the world is what it is. And just how to meet it all with, for, you know, with kindness for out there and for in here and, you know, for just with kindness, basically.
And there's a transition coming up and wanting to meet with kindness. And what occurred to me when you were saying that, it's like, oh, it sounds like you're practicing what you would like. So today, Karen gets to have any experience that she has. We don't, as you said, well, I don't know. What's out, you know, when I go outside those gates. But what I do know is Karen gets to have whatever experience she's having, and I'm going to support her in that. So it really doesn't matter what's going on out there, because, you know, sounds like to me, we'll handle it together.
Thank you.
Susan.
Oh, I don't know which thing to look at, but I think they go together, because the thing that I was looking at in the last conversation is that if I practice that sort of, this is it, you know, this is it, you know, this is what I'm experiencing, and it's all okay, it sort of dissipates the, so I was looking at an experience I had yesterday. It's so good to be a parent, because now I'm on the flip side of the, I'm the anxious one in front of the telephone trainer, I sort of, doing that, right? And it's helpful to see all the conversation around, you know, all the, like, okay, so this will be mine. The practice was just for me to do the next thing on my list, but of course they all had their list too, the two children, that is, that they had to do. And what I noticed is I'd walk by a bedroom and I'd say, you know, have you started? Or, you know, we've got to, you know. And then I go to my chore, and it was kind of relaxing. And after a minute, I realized my only job, because what I wanted to do was all that has been described. And not that I didn't do it, of course. I mean, I wanted to say, don't you know what you're doing tomorrow? You're going with Dad, you're going skiing.
Aren't you looking at your list?
Exactly. No, we're in a hurry. You know, you've got this and you've got this. And I'm a good mom, you know. And so here's the thing that happened. So, well, in my head, like those layers. So it's setting me up. It's telling me what I'm doing is not right in a subtle way. You know, this is not it. You know, this is not what good moms do. They'd be doing it different. You know, that tape is going.
Yeah.
I do not have my intention on that. I have my intention on the response to that, which is proving so I'm going to be nice at first. You know, I'm going to do my chore. I'm going to play some music and all is well. And we live in a lovely life. You know, that's kind of. And then, you know, then it starts to build. Well, look at them. You know, they don't appreciate you. I mean, look at you. Should you be the one doing all this work around you? You know, it just starts feeding me the story.
Yeah.
And so then that energy starts to build.
Yeah.
The story, because now I'm going to slip into believing this. Well, first I believed one that's pleasant, that kind of produces pleasant sensations in the body, which is everybody loves each other and we're all going to work together and get this stuff done.
That's a hook to get you in.
Totally. It's the hook thing, because then I'm not just paying attention to what's going on in the moment and how much I love cleaning my house. I actually really love cleaning my house. And I love seeing the dust come up and the vacuum, the dog. You know, I just love the whole thing about it, actually.
Yeah, and there's that experience of just loving the dusting and the cleaning. And then it's got to get attention.
Yeah,
right?
It's got to get attention.
Well, you know, she's not going to, if I just jump in on the hatred, she's going to see that.
Yes, and that's what I saw yesterday, and that's what it's going for. It's going for me feeling bad.
Yeah.
So however it can perpetuate that's what it's going to go for.
Yeah.
And so, you know, by the end, I didn't do anything completely unfortunate, but I did. And your mom's son, you know, he's like 3 days from 16. So your mom is saying, and he's talking to somebody, and he says something like, I don't know what he said, but what I heard was, I get in trouble for everything around here. You know, kind of, all I have to do is, like, look at my mom and shoot.
And like, him, every other 16-year-old says around the country at the same time. Yeah.
But because I had been being tortured.
Yeah. Oh, just perfect timing to get that little nervous.
I'm like a little kid, feeling like a total bad mom. And he caught a glimpse of me because I happened to walk by when he said it. So, of course, then he feels terrible. It's just that.
Well, he should.
And he should. Thank you. So it's just like what we were talking about with the dynamics in the family. You know, it's ever changing. And if we can, you know, and really like the grace of God in this thing here, coming here, because it really did pass pretty darn quickly. I knew my job is to not believe that story. Because I know what is true.
Yeah.
I know that my son loves me. And I know that I love him.
Wow.
And that's the truth. And I can either, that sensation, you know how those sensations like can, whatever they are, whether it's all that energy of proving we're right, which is where I was, and then you get shot, and then there's you feel terrible, like, hated or whatever. There's that, I can't ever forget who really hates me.
Yeah.
You know, which is ego.
Yeah.
It's not the people who are taken over by it. Including when I'm taken over by it,
exactly.
You know. And so when I think of that thing of, it's all okay. Like, ego doesn't really want to think it's all okay. Ego wants to think that only the stuff that feels a certain way is okay. So ego doesn't want to think yelling's okay. Ego doesn't want to think 16-year-olds critiquing their mom is okay. Ego doesn't want to think anxiety and control is okay.
Yeah.
So really there's things that you know, simply in fact are not okay. It would say to me.
Yeah.
But if it's really all okay, yeah. and we're all on this journey doing the very best we can, it seems to disarm those, that karmic system that I'm going to go through. All of a sudden, it poofs. And now I can just take a drink of water
yeah.
and smile.
Uh-huh.
And if I slip in, you know, which I might have, I can't remember, I'm sure I did, you know, slip back into some kind of, oh, don't feel bad, you know, I'll just do everything for you, you know. Then slip back into it. It's just a human being
yeah.
slipping back into it.
Exactly.
And you can, I can slip right out of it quicker mm-hmm. If I have that kind of, oh, there it went.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You can just feel that awareness circle expanding to include everything.
Well, and as you did, doing your arms like that, holding that energy. Because a lot of times, you know, when we're going, that energy is so big. It feels like I have to do something, like say the thing or do the whatever. But if the circle just
yeah.
kind of, it's like, okay, almost like that fluffing.
Fluffing your aura.
Yeah, fluffing yeah. your aura or whatever as you held your arms out. I'm like, oh, that might be a good technique
yeah.
to just almost physically hold my arms out when I, no, I don't need to send that email. I don't need to say that thing.
Yeah.
I just need to expand. And let this energy carry me into my
yeah.
toilet cleaning yeah. or whatever
yeah.
it is, you know.
Yeah, to stay in that expansion. I mean, you can hear that expanded
yeah.
awareness through the whole thing. I mean, the details of, you know, the process. It really is a good example of looking at rather than looking through. And even those places where there's some slipping in and maybe looking through, there's some awareness of that too. And as it, we started out with, you know, everything enlightens us. I mean, what a...
Yeah.
You know, when we pay attention. So what a great workshop.
And it really does. You know, that's what, for so many years, it was like a nice theory. Yeah, everything enlightens us. You know, just say it.
Yeah, that thing. That's
it. Yeah. But it's true.
Yeah.
It really is
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Every single thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah.
The good,
yeah.
the bad, the ugly, the
yeah.
unacceptable, the,
yeah.
the stuff that we, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
it's just... It's really what that class, you know, really keeps her. Maybe it was the radio, something we heard, one of those things that was written or heard the other day, certainly keeps pointing to that, that nothing's excluded.
Yeah.
Nothing's
yeah.
excluded.
Yeah, wow. We just want to be here when that's the case, isn't it?
Yeah.
When
yeah.
nothing's excluded, everything is included.
Yeah.
And come to group and talk about it and bring some humor to it all and laugh and get some support and
strength. Because as soon as we get there, my experience is, I mean, ego finds it pretty quick. It's a pretty worthy opponent.
Yeah, yeah. It's a worthy opponent. And it's sort of like, great, I'm watching.
Yeah. That's a good.
Yeah, and then here's what I see you do. You amp up the energy, and then when I have a bunch of energy, I'm supposed to do this thing so that you can farm me. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm make a
yeah.
recording about, I'm going to fluff my aura, I'm going to, you know, hold my arms out and hold that. I don't have to reactivate. You know, so we're just in that constant training.
Yeah.
You know, life's just dropping in those pieces.
You know, when you're talking, I was like, I wonder if it would be okay to say something like, almost like, and I know there's nothing wrong with you either. I'm going to keep my eye on you because I know you're a little bit of a trickster.
Yeah.
Kind of like the devil or whatever. But in that way of, sometimes if I make it wrong, then before you know.
Yeah, all of a sudden we're kind of locking
yeah,
it out with it or something.
And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're not making ego wrong either.
Yeah. Although, without keeping my eye, I like that.
Because it's a little bit of a trickster, so
yeah.
kind of keep our awareness expanded.
Yeah.
Noticing what it's doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One more minute. Okay. Thank you.